Now, looking across the congregation this morning, I can pick out some of the boys and girls and some of the young people, and just a little word or two to them just now. I have something with me this morning in my pocket, and it came to our house 35 years ago. This piece of paper came to our house 35 years ago, and it came to our house whenever I was 12 years of age. Now, for those of you who are good at maths, you'll be able to work out what age I am, and for those of you who are bad at maths, that makes me 32 years of age. This came to our house 35 years ago whenever I was 12 years of age, and it was addressed to the parent guardian of Brian Carson. And when it came, I made myself scarce. Now, I don't know if you know what it means to make yourself scarce, but after dinner today, you'll probably find that some people will make themselves scarce. Whenever the dishes need done, whenever the kitchen needs tidied, that's sometimes what happens. I made myself scarce once when I kicked a ball through a neighbour's window, and it was a few years ago. I was about 32 at the time, and I made myself scarce then. But I think you get the idea. When this came to our house, I made myself scarce. And it was in the first year of my the second stage of my school career at big school. It was my school report. And here it is still today, and maybe in a lot of years' time this will be worth a lot of money. Now, in case you think I'm up here boasting about all the good reports I got at school, because that's what it says at the bottom of this report. It actually says at the bottom of it, a good report. And in case you think I'm here telling you about how well I did at school, let me say that this was the only report that was ever kept. I think the rest of them were shredded very, very quickly. But here it is today after all of these years. Now, the young people, the boys and girls, will go to school and they'll do their best. I'm sure they won't be necessarily worried whether they're top of the class or not, but as long as they do their best and as long as they study hard and get good marks at school, that's what any parent would want of their children, and that's what I'm sure all the boys and girls would want to try to get at school. We go to school, we do maths, we learn how to add up and subtract. We do English, learn how to speak properly and how to write properly. Science, geography, we learn about the world, how it works, all of these things. And then the teacher will give us a mark, and then at the bottom of the report, the headmaster will write his comment, and in this case, I'm glad to say it was a good report. Now, those three words, we find them in God's precious word. I think it's wonderful to find, as we speak in normal conversation, how that often we find that some of the sayings we use are found in the Word of God. And in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 2, we find those exact words where it says, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Now, what's that saying? It's saying that there were people who lived years and years and years ago, and it is saying that people like Abraham and Jacob and Joseph and Isaac and David, people like that, they put their trust in God, and because they put their trust in God, God was pleased with them. What is this faith that we talk about so often? Faith is when we believe that God exists. Faith is when we believe that God made the world and all the planets and all the stars. Faith is when we believe that God made everything that exists in the world. And faith is especially when we put our trust in our Lord Jesus Christ and trust in Him to save us. And God is pleased whenever men and women and boys and girls put their trust in our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to encourage the boys and girls this morning to do their best at school. Just do your best. But more importantly, to put your trust in Christ, to trust in Him, so that one day when this life is over, you'll enter God's heaven.